It's true that if you were trying to write a spy thriller, you actually couldn't do much better than this story. It's as if they had a checklist. Invisible ink, check. Buried stashes of cash, check. Sexy Russian agents, fake passports, check, check. Well, for some perspective from someone who actually knows the spy world, we called Stella Rimington. She used to run the British security service MI5. Rimington now writes spy novels, and she, for one, says this episode shouldn't be all that surprising.
Having been a professional for many years, I know that these things go on and still go on and always will go on. Espionage is forever, really. The big surprise is the size of the group, and the maybe a bit of a surprise was the old-fashioned technology that they were using. But it seems that they were using a mixture of old-fashioned and very modern technology.
Yeah, so many of just these great cliches of espionage. It almost makes you sorry they didn't manage to work in, I don't know, an exploding cigar or something.
Maybe they had that up their sleeve.
In this particular case, it seems as though the information they were tasked with gathering was stuff anybody, you or I, could be reading in the papers.
Well, you say that, but and it may be true, actually. The days of, seeking sort of military secrets, as what happened in the Cold War, well, they're not over, but they've been reinforced. There are many advantages to a country of stealing technological secrets, commercial secrets even, all sorts of things which might enable the country to, get technological advances. And as I understand these people, they were moving around in circles where you will meet people who know high-tech information or working in that sort of field, and who can, without knowing that they're giving information away, will be passing on snippets of information that will be quite useful. Maybe also they are able to get alongside people who they might be able to kind of talent spot, refer possibly to an intelligence officer for recruitment as a spy in a more traditional sort of way.
And there's this whole trend these days of what in the States the CIA would call people working under non-official cover or illegals,
Yes,
as you call them.
that's right. And illegals have been, over the years, historically extremely successful. And illegals have been used all through the Cold War, and obviously still are now, to do all kinds of tasks, and sometimes no task at all. I mean, an intelligence service like the Russians might well feel that it's worthwhile even just planting a group of people in a target country just in case they might want to use them.
Still, though, I mean, surely the sign of a good spy is that they actually manage to steal secrets. There doesn't appear to be any evidence in this case that's come to light that they did.
No, I think that's probably true. And I don't think they're being charged with stealing secrets, as I understand it, but
No.
with all sorts of other more minor things. So it looks as though there may be no evidence they've actually stolen any secrets. But on the other hand, as I say, that may not be what they were after.
Now, you write spy novels, as we mentioned. Would a plot like this, as you're sitting scheming in your study, trying to come up with the next page, is it almost so quaint that you couldn't write it?
No, I think you could certainly write it. My last book does, in fact, include an illegal.
And your novel focused on Russians as well, as I recall.
Yes,
This is
indeed it did.
still the spy versus spy world of Washington versus Moscow.
Well, I think it is. Of the West, in inverted commas, as we used to call it, of Washington, Britain, perhaps, versus Russia. I mean, these are countries that, well, particularly Russia, that has very large intelligence services. It's got a lot of people and it can afford to expend them on tasks that, maybe you and I might think weren't worthwhile, but they will certainly think it's worthwhile.
Did we learn anything interesting about FBI tactics from this episode?
Well, I think what we've learned is that the FBI, like other security services, bides its time. I should think the FBI has probably learned more about current Russian intelligence techniques than the Russians have learned about American secrets, because they've been watching and listening and observing for a good long time, 10 years, I think. So I would think that they feel pretty well placed to know how the Russians are currently conducting their operations.
Stella Remington, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
That's Stella Rimington. She's the former head of Britain's MI5, and she has now turned her hand to spy fiction. In fact, her latest thriller is out this week. It's called Deadline.